Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us for this moment of silence. I want to thank our New York State Attorney General, Letitia James, for being in Buffalo with us today. John Persons, the president of Top Supermarkets. I want to thank my colleagues in government at the federal, state, city, and county level. I want to thank the members of the community, the members of law enforcement, the members of our fire department, and others who are with us today. This is a difficult time for our community, and I thank everyone gathered here today and all across the city of Buffalo and our region to remember the 10 innocent Buffalo residents who were shot and killed 1 week ago today, as well as the three survivors who continue to heal. Last Saturday was a beautiful, warm, sunny day. That beauty was shattered when a hate-filled, racist outsider came into our city and took the lives of 10 innocent community members and wounded three others. Today, we remember the precious lives lost. In the city of good neighbors, we continue to rally around each other and lift each other up. As one community, one Buffalo, our open hearts and strong faith is showing the nation and world how we are helping each other heal. Through intentional acts of love and support, we are demonstrating that hateful, racist actions and speech will never be tolerated here and must not be tolerated anywhere. As President Biden said when he joined us in Buffalo, evil will not win. Evil will not win. Hate will not win. In a moment, I will lead a 123-second moment of silence for the following individuals in memoriam: Celestine Chaney, Roberta A. Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey, Margus D. Morrison, Hayward Patterson, Aaron Salter, Geraldine Talley, Ruth Whitfield, Pearl Young, and prayers for continued healing to Christopher Braden, Zaire Goodman, and Jennifer Warrington. As we take a moment to remember the 10 victims of the heinous crime and the three individuals who survived, we ask you to reflect on our common humanity. We must never forget this tragic event as we begin moving forward and continue working toward a more peaceful society. We encourage people worldwide to join us in standing against hate and remembering those lives that were lost. Let us use this hateful act in Buffalo to reaffirm our deep commitment to the simple notion of respect and love for all humanity. At this time, please join me in a 123-second moment of silence. Thank you. We will now continue to, in a moment, invoke the presence of God to continue to be with us. In a moment, we will have prayers from Reverend Tim Brown, the president of the Baptist Ministers Association, and Father Paul Seil, chaplain of the Buffalo Fire Department. Reverend Tim Brown.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our eternal Father, we come at this moment, Lord, as humbly as we can, with tears in our eyes, hearts that are broken, spirits that have been crushed, realizing that evil is still alive in our world. But Lord, even in the midst of our struggle, we come with hope in our hearts, for we understand and realize that you have declared in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that hatred shall not win. We declare and decree in this atmosphere, God, that though they slay us, yet will we trust in you. We declare and decree in the atmosphere, God, that love shall reign in this city. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for the 10 families who must now say their final farewells to loved ones. We pray, God, that you would give them strength and that you would give them courage in the days and weeks to come. We pray now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch each and every family who has been touched by this tragedy. Lord, we pray for this community. We pray now in the name of Jesus that you would touch every household on the east side of Buffalo. And then, God, that your command would stretch from the east side to all corners of the city, the Queen City, God. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would be with those who were injured in this heinous terrorist attack, God. And that, Heavenly Father, that you would bring them to full healing, God. And that, God, in a few days you would wipe tears away so that, Heavenly Father, we might be able to rebuild a community that has been shattered by hatred. Dear Heavenly Father, but even in the midst of this hate, we want you to allow us to be able to forgive so that we might have the healing process begin in our community. God, we praise you right now in the name of Jesus, because this could have been far worse, God. But God, we had heroes in that store, God. We had heroes that came in a moment's notice to stop a terrorist attack on the east side of Buffalo. So God, we pray now for not only those families, but for every first responder, for every police officer, for every EMT agent, for every firefighter that came to that scene to render help to those innocent people, God. God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would clear their thoughts and their minds, and that, Heavenly Father, even in this, you would get glory. God, I pray now that you would touch all of our elected officials from the White House, God, all the way down to municipal government, that, God, we would have enough resources to rebuild a community, God, that is shaped in love, that is shaped in peace, that is shaped in forgiveness. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the shooter. We pray for him right now, God. But we pray, God, for him in this capacity, that all of the rhetoric that has been placed in his heart, that, God, you would move it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, right now that every person that has spoken hatred into that young man's heart, that you would touch them in a way, God, that they might see the errors of their ways. God, we declare and decree that there shall be no civil war in the city of Buffalo, or anywhere in our country. This is the United States of America. It's not two Americas, it's one America. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would take the hatred out of the hearts of white supremacists. You would take the hatred out of the hearts of those that are on the far right, God. You would take the hatred out of those television personalities that would spew this type of evil into the atmosphere. And that, Heavenly Father, that you would show them that you are a just God and that all men shall be judged. And God, if we would learn to lean and depend on your word, that we can live together in peace, we can live together in harmony, and that there is enough room in this world for all humanity. There's only one race, the human race. So God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would comfort those families, comfort this city. Bless the leadership of this city, and God, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' majestic name, amen. Amen.
We would ask for Father Paul Seil to come at this time.
When President Biden was elected, one of his first speeches, he quoted an old Catholic hymn, and it's called Eagle's Wings. And in that hymn, there are these words that come from sacred scripture. The snare of the fowler will never capture you. Famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness, your shield. Loving Father and God of us all, we thank you to continue to save and protect your children under your guardianship, under your wings. May we be lifted up to the fullness of life, not only in the life to come, but here. Heavenly Father, many times we hear that people have gone before us, have gone to a better place, and we believe that's true. But we also believe that this is a good place where men and women and children of different faith and background, cultures and races can come together to do simple things, just to shop at a supermarket, to do profound things by reaching out to help one another, to do beautiful things by rebuilding even when our hearts are torn apart, to once again reweave the bonds that forge us together in this life. We know that the bonds that forge us do not unravel in death, gracious God. And so we pray that we may grow in faith and hope and love for one another, for the beauty of this city and this area of Western New York, and for all of our sisters and brothers. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for every matter under heaven. Lord, we know that this is the time to mourn, but there will come a time to dance again. We know that this is the time to weep, but there will come a time for laughter. We ask you most of all, gracious and loving God, that you will protect the children of our families, our neighborhoods, and especially those children who lost loved ones a week ago today. And so, gracious God, we hear these words again in that song, and we pray it today. He will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Loving creator of us all, hold us. Hold our beloved dead who've gone before us. Hold our wounded. Hold our psychologically wounded and broken. Hold all of us in your one hand, because you've got the whole world in your hands. We ask this of you, gracious God, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our 123-minute moment of silence. We are now going to adjourn for a moment inside City Hall. Elected officials will come back out to answer any questions that the media has in one-on-ones. Thank you very much for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.